Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Welcome to Nacho Fitness Coach,
the podcast for people who kind of want to get healthy, but also really want to go lay down.
I'm Sarah, personal trainer and recovering perfectionist.
And I'm Kaylee, fitness newbie, realist, and professional nap enthusiast.
We don't have six-pack abs or a 10-step morning routine.
But we do have opinions and microphones.
We're not delusional.
We're just determined.
Let's get into it.
All right, welcome back to Nacho Fitness Coach. This is exciting. Tonight we're hanging out with Kathy Barron, who not only created Women Who Podcast magazine, a magazine literally celebrating women podcasters like us, but she also hosts her own podcast called Women Who Sarcast. Basically, if you've got a mic, Kathy's got your back. We're thrilled she said yes to our nonsense. Welcome to the show, Kathy.
Well, look at you, guys.
Listen, I just want to start.
You guys look like you just worked out for 50 minutes.
I have been so excited to have you on. We were on your podcast a couple months back. That's kind of how we got to know you. How we connected, I don't remember. It's one of those things, one of those serendipitous.
I think you talked to me and wanted to be featured in the magazine, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure you wanted something from me.
Listen, that tracks. I'm not going to deny it. Listen, I'm out here hustling all the time. You know, you can't hate, don't hate the player, hate the game, you know?
Exactly.
So we connected. We were on Women Who Sarcast. That was a pure delight. Probably your most popular episode.
I'm pretty sure I had like
5 listeners.
Yeah. Downloads.
Yeah. Hey, I'll take it.
We'll totally take it. Every download counts.
And then we were, you love us. We were also featured in your July.
Yeah, you were featured first. And then I just couldn't get enough of you after that interview. And I was just like, let's do a podcast together. And
now you're on our show. We're just bonded forever. I don't think we're going anywhere anytime soon, Kathy.
Yeah. Well, I hope not. I mean, you guys got some quality stuff.
Something. I don't know.
You know, your research department is excellent.
Yeah. top dollar.
Yeah. I don't know where you got them from, but I hope you're not paying them too much, honestly.
I'll have to ask Derek about that. Have you heard about Derek yet, Kathy?
The name sounds familiar, but I'm not quite sure why.
We have a new PR person here at Nacho Fitness Coach named Derek. We hired him, apparently. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much we're paying him. We get all these emails of like guests that want to be on our podcast, but they're coming from like an agency, and the agency will email. They're like, hi, Derek. We love Nacho Fitness Coach. We think you would love so-and-so as a guest on your... We're like, who's a...
Playing a joke on you.
I think Queso's went rogue.
I don't know. We don't know who Derek is. But anyway, we're thrilled to have you. This is our bonus episode. We released a bonus episode along with, you know, our mid-season. And we thought, you know, you're not a professional athlete, right?
I don't really play one on TV either. So no, I guess right. That would yeah. Be a no.
So double yeah. No. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, back in the day I was in sport.
What'd you do?
I mean, in high school I played softball, basketball. As an adult, I played women's flag football for 4 years.
Oh, hold on. We got some. Helen's over here messing with the board.
Helen.
It was an accidental thumb.
Don't be pushing
button.
My buttons, Alan. Don't be pushing my buttons.
That's Kaylee's job, is to push our buttons.
Oh, no.
Well,
never happened before.
My apologies.
Sorry, Kathy.
But I mean, honestly, it was good timing with that particular.
kind of was.
It was actually quite, you know, timing.
Use it as our transition.
You know what? Just keep going with those, Alan. Yeah. Throw one in every once in a while.
So I played women's flag football in San Francisco. I played lacrosse. I played adult kickball. I mean, I've kind of played the gamut.
You've dabbled.
Dabbled.
I like that. I do have a fun little would you rather. You like a good would you rather?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Came across this one on TikTok today, and I was like, I have to ask Kathy this question.
You and TikTok. I don't know.
Me and TikTok.
We need to have an intervention, actually.
We're like two peas in a pod.
Sarah's with me on that, I can tell.
Mm-hmm. Guys, I learn a lot on TikTok. Mm-hmm.
Everything on social media is true. Yeah.
All right, here's my would you rather. Would you rather every single night in the middle of the night you are woke up in the middle of a deep REM sleep and forced to eat 3 fresh hot corn dogs, or every morning upon waking up, before you can do anything else, you have to chug a 2-liter bottle of Mountain Dew Baja Blast?
Why does it have to be Baja Blast?
Because it just does.
It can't be regular Mountain
Dew.
No. I mean, I even know what Baja Blast is, but it's how many liters?
2. No.
2 liters? Wow. And how many corn dogs?
3.
Hot and fresh.
Are they Fairberry hot dogs in the middle of the corn dog or just regular ones?
I don't know.
Okay.
Are these like county fair corn dogs?
State fair.
State fair. Nebraska state fair.
That makes a difference. Because you're right. Yeah. Okay. Costco corn dogs are not the same as state fair hot dogs. Or corn dogs.
But you got to wake up from a nice deep sleep in the middle of the night and eat these corn dogs.
I think I'd go the corn dog route, as much as that's disgusting.
Yeah.
I think Mountain Dew would be even worse.
How about you, Sarah?
I mean, unless I had a colonoscopy done the next day, that might be my prep for my colonoscopy.
Yeah, there you go.
There's Mountain Dew.
Silver lining.
Yeah. How fast do you have to drink it?
At your leisure.
It just says in the morning, like upon waking.
Yeah, sit up. It's on your nightstand.
2 liters.
Every day?
Honestly, yeah, every single night or every day. This is your routine.
I don't know, because the long-term effects of missing your REM sleep is actually, like, pretty negative.
So probably is 2 liters of Baja Blast Mountain Dew.
But would you really sleep knowing that you have to drink 2 liters of Mountain Dew when you wake up?
I probably wouldn't sleep at all, knowing I'd have that much caffeine pumping through my veins all day, every day.
This is like my 20s. Like, I literally slept with a can of Mountain Dew, like, beside my bed. Gosh. Wake up thirsty.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, Mountain Dew is definitely my drink of choice, but I don't know that I ever had more than, like, a 20-ounce bottle. It definitely wasn't every day.
I used to down, like, 5 of them bitches every day.
Is that still 2 liters, though?
I don't know. Carry the 1. I don't know.
100 ounces. I don't know. Might be pretty close.
Divided by 365.
Right, yeah.
I don't know. I wasn't doing the math.
Okay,
I can
fine.
Tell you
okay,
that.
Oh, fine. Okay, well, I mean, I probably have to do the corn dog, too. That really sucks, but.
Yeah. Damn, yeah. Would you rather, though?
Would you say? Did you pick one? You can't just ask the question and then not answer.
I would probably do the corn dogs. And I probably wouldn't really be that mad about it, honestly.
I just know how grumpy I get when I don't sleep well.
Like, wake
I think
up.
Over time, that would be really bad.
But you could always take a nap.
Ooh, that's true. It doesn't say no nap situation, does
three,
it?
Three, so wake up, eat three hot and fresh. I mean, it's not even like cold corn dogs.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
You get them hot, you get them fresh, they're ready to go.
Three is a lot, though. Three is a lot of corn dog.
All right. Let's move on.
What's the next one? Do you have another one?
No, that was the only one. That's the only one I have. That's not what the episode is. I just thought it would be a fun little.
I thought you said you wanted to do a game of Would You Rather, not just like I have one
question. Yeah, I was expecting a little bit more than that. Yeah.
I mean, sorry, guys.
This TikTok can't go past one question.
My TikTok was a little preoccupied with other things.
Their attention spans a little limited on TikTok, I think.
Oh, no.
There are current events happening.
Oh, man. All right. Well, fine then. I guess that's it.
All right. This is nice.
All right.
That was a great night. Nice, it was great to talk to you, Kathy.
See you later. Hi. And scene.
Oh, I can't stand you. We're going to talk to Kathy today about fitness cults, fitness scams. This is a topic we cover quite a bit here at Nacho mm-hmm. Fitness Coach, and we love to talk about this shit.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think it's important. I think there's a lot of
bullshit.
Well, that definitely. Misrepresentation, I think. Vulnerable people, especially those that mm-hmm. work out, get exercise, are very vulnerable, and so they get kind of sucked into situations. But, you know, in doing research, Queso didn't help me, by the way. In doing research, it's interesting to kind of, like, I found this one cultish group that has many chapters in the U.S., Canada, Iceland, and you know, there's kind of like that gray area between a cult and building a community of people that have something in common, like exercising.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's kind of like that gray area of what is it? When is it really a cult? And when is it just like a bunch of people getting together?
A positive thing, but not kind of going quite that far. Like mutually supportive for a common goal versus crossing that line.
But I also think that like fitness clubs like Orange Theory and CrossFit and SoulCycle, I think they're very much cultish.
Mm-hmm.
And I also feel like gyms and health clubs, I don't know if they're even called health clubs anymore. I think they've changed their tactic on how to get people, how to get members.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not just, you know, pump iron. It's more of that like feel good kind of mm-hmm. belonging community kind of angle that people seem to get attracted to.
For sure. Well, I mean, for a long time, there's always been like group fitness, and a lot of them I feel like started off mostly in, like the cardio world. Like you get together and you do cardio stuff, but I blame CrossFit for the very first one that kind of started creating that culture following around the strength training kind of side of it because you know it kind of took it to the next level.
Yeah,
I feel like it, in which, you know, the thing I like about it is it at least popularized strength training. Like it made strength training cool.
Yeah,
but at the same time there was still a little bit of but you don't do that traditional strength training is not cool enough.
Yeah.
You got to do a kipping pull-up. You can't do just a regular pull-up.
I remember the first time I was like super introduced to CrossFit, not that I ever did it, obviously. We went on a trip to Jamaica it was like a group rate trip. So we went with a group of people, some of these people we didn't really know. And there was a girl and her husband who were like super indoctrinated.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
At that moment in CrossFit, and I was like, that was the first I'd heard about it. And it was like a church. Like they talked about mm-hmm. it the whole trip. It was hard for them to be on the trip because it was a week out of the box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, what?
And
is
I think
this?
People treat exercise as church mm-hmm. now.
Yes, for sure, in a way.
Well, yeah. that's how they got people started into it, because they did the marketing. They were marketing geniuses too, because all of a sudden now it's not a gym. It's not a place to go. It's a box. And then they had the WADs. And so it was like, okay.
Yeah,
so now-
it's the terminology. That's the other thing that I got in my research, is that they,
yeah.
like at SoulCycle, they do like, everyone knows that a rooster is the one that does the 6 a.m. classes. And noon on Mondays is when you sign up for classes and tap back. And there's like this terminology that they use.
To fuse
with each other.
Yep. No, it's
and
interesting.
It's more of an experience. It's not a workout.
Right.
You know.
And I think, you know, and I think we throw the word cult around a lot. And it's like, you know, kind of tongue in cheek when you talk about fitness cults or whatever. I don't know. I'm super interested in actual real like cults. Like I've.
You're ready to join one?
I'm ready to start my own.
Oh, isn't that what we're doing here? Wait, I'm so confused. I thought that's what Nacho Nation was supposed to be.
That's actually
your brainchild.
My dream is to one day start a cult of my own. But no, like in all seriousness, I think the way that they kind of like, I don't know if isolate people from the rest of their lives. And so I think even sometimes in these fitness cults, quote unquote, you can kind of see where like they do have this attitude of like, if you're not working out the way that I work out, then you're not doing it right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Which I think is a harmful message. I know we've talked a lot about the best workout is the workout you will do.
Yep. Absolutely.
And so you're not any less than anybody else because you don't go to the box.
You're not.
I don't go to the box.
Well, no, I don't either. I mean, I did. I bought it on a Groupon once. I bought it on a Groupon once just to see.
You went to the box?
I did for just a week. I think I went to a kettlebell class and then I got through the intro class just to try it because everyone was talking about it. And I was like, yeah, this is not for me.
You didn't like it?
Mm-mm.
No.
No.
Well,
when
I mean, Peloton's the same way.
Which
Peloton?
One? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, it is.
Well,
totally
I think
different.
Peloton is super unique in that it has the
anywhere
like, well, like the screen with the live yep. instructor. Are they live or are they, is it recorded?
I think they are live.
Are they Memorex? I don't know.
I think they're live. And they have, you know, the instructors and, you know, they hype you up and it's a whole thing. I also have never done a Peloton. I don't know that I could honestly say I've ever done any probably of these fitness cults that we're going to talk about. I don't think I've ever.
I mean, I've dabbled just because I like to have a general level awareness. If people are coming to me and saying, oh, I do mm-hmm. this or I know this or whatever, I'm like, okay, well, I at least need to, before I get too snotty about my position, I probably should do some research and investigate like what they're really talking about. But yeah, no.
Nah, why? Why?
I know. I mean, you know, that's
if you don't
true.
Agree with them, then what does it matter how much research you've done?
That's true. It doesn't. Because we've learned that like you don't have to have, I mean, you have to be educated. You're free to have whatever opinion you want.
Right.
So. Exactly. I'm entitled to my own opinion.
America, baby.
One thing I noticed is that, like, the instructors become, like, these gurus.
Yeah.
And, you know, they – where was it? There was – like, there's a not so – like, SoulCycle has this new branding tagline called mind-altering fitness. It's like, wait, you getting shrooms on top
right.
of your
head?
Like –
sign me up.
Like you're microdosing as you're exercising.
Marketing departments are getting a little free here.
I'd try it. I mean,
SoulCycle. I've done SoulCycle classes. I
know.
I was
talking. I was talking about.
Oh, the shrooms. Oh, god.
Microdosing.
Hey, you wait. You just have or haven't?
I've never done shrooms.
No.
Oh.
Okay.
What was the question?
I don't have one.
But a lot of these instructors have like huge followings and so an influence on their mm-hmm. on the students mm-hmm. that they have in their class. And apparently some SoulCycle instructors have been accused of sexual harassment.
Ooh.
As well as at CrossFit. And, you know, like cult leaders, they're very charismatic.
Mm-hmm.
They have their own like cult language and mm-hmm. they wear many hats. Like their workout instructors or lifestyle gurus or
yeah.
therapists, pastors, best friend, whatever. And so they kind of have this inordinate power over their students. And you know, especially when it like bleeds into your personal life, like it's fine if you do it just at the gym, in the box, the triangle, wherever you are. And then you, you know, the people make decisions about their lives and what they eat, what they wear on what the instructor is doing.
Yep.
And to me, that's when it gets
You're absolutely right.
line.
Yeah, I think when it starts bleeding into like other facets of your life, I think that's when you need to take a look at what you're doing.
And people think they're, you know, the instructors are their best friend, but it's like they have like a million followers. They have no clue who you are.
It's called a parasocial relationship.
Wow. That's quite a big word there.
I did.
Look at you go, all smart. So if she homeschools her kids, she's
as a super famous, as a super famous podcaster, I know a little bit about
super famous
parasocial relationships.
All right, well, I guess I can't call you my bestie then.
But no, you're absolutely right. I think it is, yeah, for sure. I think when the thing that you're doing, I mean, keeping your body healthy is one aspect of your life. And I think when it starts bleeding over, and that's where it becomes cult-like, is when it's like, you know, don't associate with people who are not at your level of, you know, whatever it is that you're doing. That's, I think, when it gets a little bit blurry.
Yeah, I watched some crime show. I don't know if it was Dateline or maybe it was a documentary, but it was based about this health club, fitness club, whatever. I can't remember where it was, but basically the morning crew despised pretty much anybody else because they were like the morning crew. They were like, the, you know, there's cliques and, you know, these exercise clubs. And one of them actually murdered another woman, like a woman murdered another woman. And it was just like the woman who murdered girl, she was older, and the girl that died was like in her 20s.
Oh my God.
It's like, I mean, that's taking it a little too far.
Yeah, like it's never that serious, you know?
Yeah. I mean, obviously there's some para-relationship psychosis in there, I'm sure.
I mean, there has to be. There's really other no other explanation.
It's a parasocial relationship.
Oh, sorry. Parapsychotic relationship.
Same thing.
Oh, I mean, it is really crazy. That, I mean, now, again, it's like it all starts in good. But then, you know, when you do get roped in and it just becomes a bigger part of your life and kind of consumes you. And then for me, it's the point when if people are not in your group, that they're like wrong.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, oh, you don't do CrossFit. Oh,
yeah.
Or you don't do, you know, like
SoulCycle.
Or you don't do SoulCycle. You don't go to, you know, you whatever. Mm-hmm. Like name any of them. Orange Theory, F45, you know, all of the ones that.
Well, I think that's what everybody's looking for. Everybody's looking for the correct workout, the right workout. And so I think when you get into this place that makes you feel things and feel like you're the one doing it right, then yeah, I think those people are going to look at what everybody else is doing and they're like, yeah, I'm superior, I'm doing it better.
Well, you want to feel like you belong to something, right? I mean, that's human nature, I think, in general, is you want to feel like you have a place where you belong. I get it, right? Like, you know, but it just, yeah, for me, that tipping point is when you get so into it that whatever somebody else is doing is just like dead wrong. Like that's not the way at all. I'm like, well, but it could be for them. You know, your way's not. I mean, I'm glad this is working for you, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be what works for everybody. Mm-hmm. So let's just be open to all of the different things that could work and just be happy for people that are moving their bodies and trying to do something that makes them feel good. And not only, I mean, everyone's goals aren't necessarily aesthetic. Everyone's goal necessarily isn't, I want to lose weight. I mean, that's maybe a pretty common one, but sometimes it just helps people overcome health issues or
mental health
issues or whatever. I mean, and it's just being positive and seeing them find what worked for them and just support along the way is really kind of probably the best strategy.
Well, I think people get obsessed. As you know, I mean, the health and wellness industry just perpetuates that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you're not eating the right foods, if you're not clean eating, it's like, what the hell? I mean, what the fuck is clean eating exactly?
It's not a thing. It's like, we've decided it's not a thing.
It's not a thing.
Just eat food.
But somebody hears these, like, words and, yes, you know, they just cling on to those. And
yeah, there's a lot of buzzwords out there right now that I
think
is actually kind of a problem.
Well, obsessions turn into money, right? Mm-hmm. So if we really look at it, though, too, I mean, how does the world work? It evolves around money. Businesses thrive on money. And mm-hmm. so, you know, we talked about
marketing,
the marketing and the hooks and the marketing and getting you in, and like, all that's good if it's working for you. But I think just staying rational enough to be like, okay, this is working for me. Everything else is still okay for everyone else, you know, and just not having, but, you know, businesses out there know that if they can get you hooked and obsessed with whatever it is that they mm-hmm. are selling, that you're going to be a customer for a long time. I mean, like, Apple has me hooked. This isn't mm-hmm. just fitness related.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm there. Apple has me hooked. Too. I will have an Apple Watch probably for the rest of my life. You know what I mean? And so it's like, okay, well, you know, it's not just fitness related. It happens in mm-hmm. all these different areas, but mm-hmm. just being aware of it.
I think we're starting to see it bleed into the nutrition world mm-hmm. for sure. All these, you know,
the different branded diets,
these trending diets, the carnivore, the keto, the, which, you know, that's, I guess that's probably not a new thing. That's been around for a while, but, you know, because I kind of dipped my toe into carnivore right. and just like, even just like getting a glimpse into that world, it was like, there are people who are like, no, this
What's
is
carnivore
where you only eat meat and eggs.
Oh, meat, like Atkins diet.
Basically.
Kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, there's people that believe, like, this shit will cure cancer. Like, you have a tooth mm-hmm. infection, like, carnivore diet. I mean, mm-hmm. it will cure everything. And it was, I didn't fall into that. I did try it for a short period of time, just more out of curiosity, because that's what I do. But
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Just, yeah, how brainwashed some of these people were.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is the answer. This is the way. It's like,
yeah. I mean, it's like those multi-level marketing companies mm-hmm. like Amway. My mom was totally selling Amway. I think she was just selling it because she liked the product. We lived in a small town. There's only so
That's
many
how it
people
starts.
That you can
That's
like convince people to use Amway.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like with the same with the health and wellness and the fitness industries too. It's like these MLMs are just.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you see that too a lot
of people in
the fitness world with the Plexus and all the, you know, this is the answer to all of your ailments. And it's like,
yeah, Herbalife, is that still around?
Yeah, Herbalife, yeah.
They got in trouble a long time ago, didn't they?
Yeah,
like
a long
false
time
marketing
ago.
And stuff.
I feel like, I feel like they all end up getting in trouble at
do.
Some point or another. Like
they
it's
do.
Just it's just yeah. not that simple. Like there's not a product out there that you can pour your paycheck into to solve all of your problems, you know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, like there's a balance, but.
No, but that answer doesn't make people money and it's boring.
I do have a question. I've never asked this before, but I feel like this is a pertinent time. What does Amway sell? I've heard of Amway.
Oh, we used to buy sports drinks from it. Like they used to have like a whole like health and wellness.
Is it like
line,
groceries?
Like, I don't
kinda know. Kind of like this. Like dish detergent,
home good, like home product.
Detergent.
Okay.
Yeah, home product.
But we bought a few cases at one point just to try it. It was like a Gatorade kind of alternative, like a sport drink that they had.
Yeah, we never did that. It was mostly just household
stuff.
Yeah. Detergent. My mom still has
some Amway.
I think they're
like
still
40 years ago.
I feel like it's still around as a company.
I think Melaleuca
is another one.
Melaleuca, yeah.
You know, I've got some Melaleuca stuff because they are. Oh yeah, because they got some great.
I've boycotted
stain remover stuff
products. I don't do it. I don't do it.
You can find some good nuggets.
I don't
things in there.
It's the principle.
It's the principle.
I don't. And like, especially like when my kids were younger, you would always get those like invites for like those Usborne
books. Yeah, I have a bunch of those too.
And I did. Honestly, I think that was kind of my last straw. I did throw one of those Usborne parties. And then I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, this is crazy. I'm like cold messaging people. I'm like,
right.
But it's funny because the world has definitely changed, because like I grew up growing up in the 80s. Like it was like the Rubbermaid party was like the party to get to go to.
Oh, yeah. Tupperware party.
Tupperware. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Tupperware was all the big ones. And then it was.
And now it's like, yeah, I think. There was a toy.
Pampered Chef.
Like I had a Pampered Chef bridal shower, which actually like my kitchen got outfitted with Pampered Chef everything.
Wow.
I will say.
A toe ring party.
Toe rings?
I'm serious. I did. I wore toe rings for a while. But it fucked up my toes, man. I had to take them off.
What was the name of the company that did your toe ring party?
I don't know.
Do you remember?
No, it was like in the 90s or something.
I will probably remember it like tonight when I'm going to bed, but there was also like this toy, like at home parties were toys.
Sex toys?
No, like kids' toys. Like
yes, the marble, there are those for sure.
There are those too.
I had a couple of those parties.
Like the marble Discovery Toys.
Oh
no. Was that what
no,
it was?
No, that's not an MLM.
That's a store. No, but God, what was the name of that? But then like the Marble Run, they had really high quality like toys. And so that went around here for a little bit.
I threw like a pure romance party when I was in my 20s, and I had a few friends over, whatever. I got hammered.
Shocker.
Well, that makes sense.
And I bought like $450 worth. I did not have $450.
So that was three things that you bought.
To my name. Everything. I spent so much money in my...
Do you still have any of it?
No.
Oh my God. Thank God.
My husband came home. And I don't even know if we were married at the time. But he came home. I'm like, I bought this.
He's like, that shit breaks down eventually. You know what I'm saying?
Very true. I learned the hard way. No pun intended.
I'm sure.
No, that's a core memory. Because at those pure romance parties, they take you into like a private room to like order, because obviously you don't want to order all that stuff like in front of all your friends.
But if you're all plastered, you probably won't
I wouldn't have cared. Anyway.
I went out and showed everyone your invoice anyway.
I mean, I went down the line. I'm like, I'll take one of these, two of these, seven of these. I spent so much money. I was like 22. I'm like, I don't even have this much money. I don't know how I'm going to eat next week, but yeah.
But you know, you'll feel great.
Was it worth it?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Apparently that wasn't a core memory.
Nope, that's that. Nope. So apparently it wasn't.
Anyway, that MLM got me.
And that's why she is sworn off of the MLM.
Right, yep.
That was the last stand.
No more for you.
Legally, I'm actually not allowed to.
What is it? What's that? Desist and whatever it's called.
Cease and desist.
Mm.
Yeah.
That?
We're not supposed to talk about that on
here.
Oh,
okay. Got it. Put in. Legally. Right. Oh, my goodness. So funny.
Anywho,
that took a turn, as we do here.
Yeah. I mean, as expected, really. Mm-hmm.
Yep. At this point, that's just what we expect out of Kaylee. So... that's what happened. But yeah, it is just kind of a funny thing how things can start out for the good. They can start out really good. And then it just can turn, I don't know, crosses the line a little fast, I guess, maybe. I don't know what you would say, mm-hmm. but just be mindful, people, of what you're doing.
Listen, I know like our friend Neil, who we've had on the show.
Oh, yeah. He loves Orange Theory.
Yep. And it's like we follow him on social and he's a, you know... he's an older guy. He was 450 pounds?
Oh, he's the 199 guy.
Well, initially he lost 199, but he's lost more than that since then. He runs marathons, but that's how he is Orange Theory. And I just look at that and I'm like, that changed his life.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and I can't hate that. I can't. No part of me will ever be like.
It works for him. He loves it. There are people that love that to me. I don't know that that would be a good fit for me, but you know,
well,
I also don't.
I mean, everything is personal. Everything's individualized. Mm-hmm. What one thing works right. for someone may not work for you. So
you have to find what works for you. And maybe one of those things are the thing that's going to work for you. It's just be mindful of how much are you letting it, you know, kind of control your life and bleed into other aspects of your life.
Yeah. With any addiction, really, I would think, you know, eating, exercising, kind of the same.
But it is easy to fall into that. And I think, and I don't know if it's more personalities. I know that I do tend to, when something feels good or something is like going good for me, I do tend to like, I want more of that. Mm-hmm. And I think that's kind of a, you know, I see that in other people too, where it's like, you do kind of let it probably seep into your life more than you should. And so I do try to be really mindful and just do a workout. That's all you need to do. It doesn't need to own you. You don't need to think about it beyond that portion of your day. Mm-mm. You did your workout, move along.
Yep.
Yeah.
And just whatever works for everyone else is fine.
Did you guys see the Biggest Loser documentary?
We haven't.
You know what? I didn't watch the documentary, but I had definitely paid attention to Jillian Michaels losing her mind on social media about what came out in that whole thing. And so I kind of caught snippets just like through her reaction, I feel like, to the
whole thing. Came out is that she offered the contestants in one season like caffeine pills or something.
Oh.
And there was a clip of her saying like, a clip of the episode that was aired when it was on, because she was confronted with it at weigh-in or something on an episode. And she's like, well, I'd rather have them have caffeine pills than drink, you know, 10 cups of coffee. So that's what they showed in the documentary. It was quite I remember watching Biggest Loser when it was on.
Same.
And it was quite inspirational, but, you know, thinking back, and it's kind of like with any, like the American Gladiators, watching that documentary, it's kind of like when you see behind the scenes of what's going on, you know, it definitely gives you a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
But it was quite interesting documentary. And, you know, it basically, like you said, everything comes down to money. Like the producers, like all reality TV, it's like the producers want some kind of drama, some kind of story, some kind of.
Well, and that's all that ever was about. I mean, the rate that those people lost weight and then did not have any sort of like after
or
that's just not the way to do that. I mean, they were set up to fail, and they, you know, and set up to lose weight probably in a really unhealthy way. Like, that's not the proper way to lose weight. What you hear all the time, the quicker you lose it.
For sure. But they all, I mean, they also had a lot to lose, though, too. So when you have that much to lose, you are going to lose it faster.
But they were spending like 6 hours in the gym every day and basically starving themselves. So then when they're done, like, they just lost 150 pounds or whatever. Right. But like, those people aren't going to maintain that. Like, that's not a maintainable lifestyle. No, that's not sustainable.
Yeah.
So now, it was never
the yo-yo.
If it would have come with like 2 years of after support to help, like, hey, prepackaged meals, here's, and we're gonna like taper you back into like real life and be like, okay, you don't have to do 6 hours a day of exercise,
right?
And you can start eating now, but for the next 2 years you're gonna get home delivered meals that are portioned out for you just to be able to go. So,
and
they
didn't get that. I mean, what the Biggest Loser wanted was the shocking,
of course,
before and after, the transformation that happened in 8 weeks or whatever it was, which, you know, that's the entertainment aspect
value for
of it.
Sure. Which, you know, I mean, it is, it's still TV, but did they not like the caffeine pills? Is that really what they were flipping out about? Because I know lots of people
just
taking caffeine pills.
Well, I think it was part of the contract or the show that they weren't allowed to take any kind of pills. Like the doctor that was on the show, I can't remember his name. He was in the documentary and he seemed like the only one that was on the side of the people that were, you know, the contestants on the show. I mean, Bob and Jillian had their own bullshit going on.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, you know, when you're screaming and yelling, like Bob went off on one of the contestants and it's just like, you know, I get you're on a TV show, but could you have a little more common sense than, you know, yelling in someone's face how much of a loser they are when they're trying to better themselves, basically.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but it the is doctor the biggest was the loser, you know.
True. But Bob was the biggest loser in that instance.
Yeah, I think,
but
no, that's...
the doctor definitely was the advocate, and he was just like, I didn't approve of a lot of what the producers wanted.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
So the documentary basically is like a kind of an expose on like
what happened.
Bob and Jillian were doing behind the scenes.
Well, I think it was just the whole show. Like they had some of the producers on the documentary. They had Bob interviewed. A lot of the popular, a lot of the winners were on the documentary.
Yeah.
A couple of people that didn't win were on the documentary. So, you know, you got different viewpoints. There were some people that were totally for it and loved it, that loved their experience, had a positive experience. And then you have those that felt like they were abused, and there was a lot of, negativity about it. So,
And I think that just speaks to, like, a lot of people probably watch that show. You know, you just have to be really mindful of not everything that you see on TV, not everything that you see on social media is real. As a matter of fact, most of it is not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not everything is what it seems. And so if you're an overweight person sitting watching The Biggest Loser back in whatever years that came out.
2008, 2010.
And then to think, like, I think that's really damaging to think, like, well, if they could lose that much weight in that short amount of time, why can't I? It's like, no.
Because
that's not how it worked. It's not real. They didn't do it in a real, honest way.
As somebody that was watching that show, like, I knew exactly what they were putting them through. I feel like they laid that part out. Don't you think? You don't think it was that obvious? Because they talked about having to work out like 6 to 8 hours a day.
Yeah,
they would
probably
show their meals. I mean, they talked about it, right? And so, like, I mean, I go back to at one point when I was prepping for a show.
You think it, like, shone a light on, like, this is how extreme you have to be?
I do. Yeah, I did feel like it actually did that. Because, I mean, I knew, even before that would have come out, I mean, I knew they were working out, like, all day long.
Yeah.
Like, it was their job. They lived in a protected environment. They had chefs that fed their cooked their meals. They had personal trainers that led them through work. Like, it was a very protected environment. And so it's kind of one of those things where I'm like, even if you would have been somebody watching it and you truly watched the environment they were in, you could replicate that on your own.
Yeah.
If you wanted to. Most people just weren't going to probably do it because people can't dedicate that time
to that.
You know what I mean? Like, they're just not going to make that choice. But, it was definitely an entertaining show. It would have been great to have seen that, like, aftercare, but that's not where the money was at.
No. Yeah. And if you can watch it and take it for what it is.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But many of the contestants obviously gained the weight back when they got home because what Sarah said, you have that and you have real life situations. You are back in reality, whether you have a job or family.
About the hoarders show where they go into like actual hoarders' homes and in their homes, and it's like it's really unfortunate because it's for entertainment, it's for TV at the expense of these people, and then there is no after support. Very little.
Hoarding is more about emotional,
mental. Absolutely. So,
physical,
and you have to go into all of these things and know what it is that you're watching and that it is for entertainment. But I think that is the unfortunate side of it. Is that?
I mean, do we not know? Is this not the thing already? Are people really still not aware of the fact that, like, everything on TV and everything on social, it's all entertainment?
I think you're given entertainment. I think you're given
people a little too much credit.
Yeah. Thank you, Gabby.
Okay. Got it.
I mean,
there's a spectrum.
Us, and then there's us and there's everybody else.
Right, yeah. Okay, so the three of us in the room are like.
I mean, I've been around enough humans in like the grocery industry to know that.
It's a spectrum. It's a spectrum.
What would the world be like if everyone did have common sense?
don't know.
Different.
Boring.
Be boring. Yeah.
Different.
We would have less to talk about,
I guess.
Pick
on? I mean, we would have everybody to pick on.
Who would we bully?
Just kidding.
We're not bullying. I mean, sarcasm would be, you know.
No, it wouldn't be
around.
As, wouldn't be as funny. Oh, do you ever just stop? I know you two do. Do you just stop and have those moments where you're like, why is everybody so stupid?
Oh, I say it on a daily basis.
I know you do.
Oh, yeah. Multiple times.
Yeah.
During the day.
Same.
Sure.
My husband and I have a saying that we say, well, you can't fix stupid.
No, you
can't. Right.
And you also can't argue with stupid. So at some point you have to be like, I'm also not going to argue this. Mm-hmm. You know, just having enough sense to be able to be like, I'm just going to walk away. Because it's okay to agree to disagree,
mm-hmm.
but like I can't fix that.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. so good luck to you in life. But
bless their heart.
Bless their hearts. Yeah, that's right.
Like, oh, that's actually it's a great phrase.
And it really is.
Bless your heart. You're trying so hard.
It works in so many situations.
Aww, yeah. Bless your heart. Sweet. Okay. Well, have a nice life.
Bye.
Bye.
Good luck with that. I don't know. Do you need luck?
I like
do you
to
need,
say,
what do you say.
I like to say good luck with your project.
Yeah. Project being you. Yeah.
Oh, there are some days that I do miss corporate America just to a certain extent of like I get kind of like I get excited about certain types of emails that I could write, you know, using some of those like terms where it's like, well, as in my previous message or like my favorite was that somebody was just too lazy to search their inbox and that they would like come back at me for literally the exact same thing that I already emailed. And I would quick search my outgoing email and like attach the previously sent message in. And so I'm like, oh, okay, that would be great. Just do that. Here we go. Here it is again. So
per my last email.
Yeah, per my last email. You can see it below. Oh, look, I went to actually go just like do it for you.
See, that's why I could never work in the corporate world. I am not like mentally capable. I don't know how you people do this because I would actually, I mean, I don't know any other way to say it than be like, what the fuck?
Well, I've almost gotten fired many times because of that. I mean, I have a day job.
That's why I don't have an actual
Do you say that sometimes? Does it actually just fly out of your mouth without you realizing that
I mean,
or do you try
so
to do a pretty
words.
Good job?
I my sarcasm does come out. I work for a county agency, so it's different than corporate. I mean, still office environment, but it's a different animal altogether.
I couldn't work.
But you know, it pays the bills. And it helps me do my creative projects and I, you know, go do my job and then I go home. So.
Yep.
Yeah. I just wasn't born. I don't know how to be professional, I guess.
Correct. You do not.
Thank you.
You're one of those feral.
That's
people.
A great word.
Yep.
Feral.
Yep. Nailed it.
Feral.
Nailed it. Oh my goodness. So, well, I think my cheeks hurt from laughing.
This was the best time I've ever had.
I know. Thank you for being patient with us with the whole rescheduling situation.
Oh, no problem.
Really. But, you know, this is.
I knew it was going to be worth it.
Oh, totally worth it. This has been awesome. Like, this was a great topic just to kind of talk about. And
yeah. Well, we should definitely do this again.
Discuss.
Maybe we could go back on my podcast again. And
we would love to. Anytime.
Maybe
you could fly out here. Maybe you could fly out to Nebraska and come have a glass of water with us.
Hey, that's well, maybe I'll have some Mountain Dew Baja Blast.
Some corn dogs and Baja Blast.
Celebrate.
We'll show you a good time.
Oh yeah. There you go.
I'm sure.
I've always
never been to Nebraska.
I'm always trying to invite our guests out here. Nobody ever comes.
Wait, that's flyover country.
Right?
That's what I used to be told when I worked on the East
Coast.
They were like, wait, what?
I think it's one of those like
there.
I think it's one of those like don't knock it till you try it kind of things, you know?
Well, I know the Corn Huskers, right? You guys are the Corn Huskers.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I like corn.
You, we could show you some corn.
Oh, we got lots of corn.
We could show you some corn.
I like to husk corn.
There you go. Come on out.
Come during sweet corn season.
Yep.
Because it is a lot of fun. So good.
So next week. it's almost harvest.
No, sweet
I'll
corn. No,
pilot.
This Kaylee literally lives on a farm surrounded by corn, and she doesn't even understand the difference between
sweet corn and
field corn.
Yes, I do.
Oh my
do.
Gosh, it's not harvest time for sweet corn. We had that in like June.
Okay, sorry.
I mean, does it really look July. Different?
Yeah,
it looks different. But I'm just saying, like, the overall, like, the aesthetic of Nebraska, harvest time is when, like, all of the huge, massive corn fields get cut down.
Wow.
It's that's fun. Harvest.
Yeah. But that is not sweet corn. So when you see the pictures of, like, fields of corn, it's
that's not that's not the sweet corn that you eat.
It's, like,
that's
yellow,
like, ethanol.
Field and, corn.
Yeah.
Corn Got products, it. Meals, like, it gets ground anyway. Up and put into stuff. But, yeah.
Glad we could corn. Educate you on uh-huh. that.
It's different. But it, hey, the real sweet corn out of the field is legit.
That's a different beast.
Yeah, it is. It's worth
so
it.
So is the sweet corn field smaller than the feed corn field?
Well, yeah, I've heard the farmers hide the sweet corn in the middle of the seed corn.
Well, fields. No, because you can't get to it then. But they'll just plant a couple rows, like right on the edge where you can actually go pick it. Because the plant stalks are actually quite a bit smaller and shorter. And you get a ton of corn. So they won't usually plant a whole lot. They'll put it in like gardens or just along like a couple rows on the end where you can go pick it when it's ready. So, but then
you have to jump a barbed wire fence to pick it.
You got to know someone to know somebody. You know, you just usually walk in somebody's backyard because we've, you know, just open. But well, once you know them, it's fine.
It's a way
you
of
have,
life.
Like you pick sweet corn
out there. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. But you got to know who's.
You gotta know somebody who knows
planted
somebody.
It.
You gotta have an uncle or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I bet you guys have like amazing corn mazes at Halloween.
Oh yes,
we do.
And that's almost pumpkin patch time. Yeah,
Kathy, that's what you need to do. Is you need to come out to a pumpkin patch this fall. Come on out.
All right. Well, it is my birthday in that time frame.
Oh, perfect. See, it's fun.
Perfect.
It's a good time. So, but yes.
All right.
Awesome. Well this
well,
was
thanks,
fun,
guys. I had a great time. A blast.
Thanks for coming on.
I appreciate you. I'm very honored.
Yes, we appreciate you too and all your work too for women in podcasting and spreading our stories and doing all that. So it's a fun little project for you, and we appreciate that and letting us be a part of all of that as well. So you are welcome anytime.
If you want more Kathy, go listen to the Women Who Sarcast podcast. I love it. It's quickly becoming one of my favorite podcasts.
Pretty
well,
funny.
If you guys ever come west. I'm in California, so yeah,
we're at like north, south California, inland, like where in general?
Northern near San Francisco.
Oh, okay.
All right. We'll be there next week.
Yep. Yeah. I have an aunt that lives out kind of in that direction. So
up at the airport. Right.
Well, if you're ever out.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll be out. We will for sure. So All right. Until next time.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to head over to our Instagram at Nacho Fitness Coach and let us know how you feel about the topic. Do you love it or hate it?
Also, don't forget to hit that subscribe or follow button wherever you're listening. And if you like our podcast, leave us a rating. See you next time.
You've been listening to Euphony Innovative's Sonified.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Whether you're gifting, decorating, or treating yourself, Lowe's December Deal Drops are here to help you save more all month long. Get up to 75% off select holiday decor. Plus, get up to 45% off select tools and accessories. Shop new December Deal Drops every week this month and get so much more out of your holidays. Lowe's, we help you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last.